Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Carol Bowman. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out an airstrike on a prison in Yemen's rebel-held north that AIDS groups said killed at least 70 people, including migrants, women, and children. Claims the coalition ordered the raid, which reduced buildings to rubble and left rescuers scrambling for survivors, were groundless, the alliance said. The attack, which coincided with a coalition strike on the Yemeni port of Hodeidah that killed three children and knocked out the impoverished country's internet, was condemned by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. The latest violence came after the Houthi rebels on Monday claimed their first deadly attack on Abu Dhabi, capital of coalition partner the United Arab Emirates, taking the conflict into a new phase. Meeting on Friday, the UN Security Council condemned the heinous terrorist attacks on Abu Dhabi, but the council's Norwegian presidency also denounced the strikes on Yemen. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the 49th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court ruling establishing abortion rights in the United States by again urging that those rights be enshrined in federal law. Biden said in a statement on Saturday, the constitutional right established in Roe versus Wade nearly 50 years ago today is under assault as never before. The constitutional right laid out in the 1973 High Court ruling has come under steady attack as laws in a number of Republican-led states have made it increasingly difficult for women to obtain abortions. And abortion rights advocates fear that the current Supreme Court, including three conservative justices named by former President Donald Trump, could eliminate that right.